Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, right at the end of her reign. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 17th of May 1601, Anthony Bacon was buried in St Olave's in London. But who was Anthony Bacon? Well, he was a spy. He provided intelligence for the likes of William Cecil, Sir Francis Walsingham, and Robert Devereux. Let me tell you a bit more about him. Anthony Bacon was born in 1558 in Hertfordshire, and he was the son of Sir Nicholas Bacon, Queen Elizabeth I's Lord Keeper of the Great Seal, and his second wife, Anne Cook, who was the daughter of the renowned Tudor humanist Sir Anthony Cook. Through his maternal aunt's marriages, Anthony was related to important men like Sir Henry Killigrew, Sir Thomas Hoby, and William Cecil, Lord Burghley. His younger brother was Francis Bacon, the famous philosopher and statesman. After an early life spent at home in York House on the Strand, Anthony was educated at Trinity College, Cambridge, under John Whitgift, later Archbishop of Canterbury. But repeated illness meant that Anthony did not graduate. In 1576, he was admitted to Gray's Inn, one of London's inns of the court, and in 1579 he travelled to Paris, where he began his spy career, gathering intelligence for Burghley and Walsingham. From Paris he moved to Bourges, and then Geneva, arriving there in 1581. He lodged in Geneva with French Reformed Protestant theologian Theodore Beza. He also travelled to Lyon, Montpellier, Toulouse, Marseille and Bordeaux, where he worked on behalf of Robert Devereux, 2nd Earl of Essex, and Queen Elizabeth I. He was often ill, probably with malaria. He then moved to Bayonne, where he spent time with the theologian Lambert Dano. While he was in France, he became known for his links with Huguenots, and Elizabeth I used him as a go-between with Huguenot leader Henri of Navarre, the future King Henry IV. Henri's court was based at Montauban, so Bacon moved there. While there in 1586, Bacon and one of his pages were accused of sodomy, but Bacon survived the charges unscathed, probably because of the intervention of Henri of Navarre. In 1590, his mother, Lady Bacon, disowned him after he became friends with Anthony Standen, an imprisoned Catholic double agent, while in Bordeaux. Bacon returned to England in 1592, but by that time things were strained between him and his former patron Lord Burghley. However, his brother Francis was able to recommend him to the Earl of Essex, for whom he acted as secretary and went on to coordinate a network of spies across Europe. In 1593, he was elected as a Member of Parliament for Wallingford in Berkshire. But constant health problems such as gallstones and gout prevented him from travelling to the royal court, and in his final years he was housebound. Although Bacon was close to the Earl of Essex and lived at Essex House between 1596 and 1600, he escaped involvement in Essex's failed rebellion in 1601. Bacon died in London in 1601. His date of death is unknown, but he was buried on this day, the 17th of May 1601, in St Olave's, Hart Street in London. His estate went to his brother Francis, but he died badly in debt. Although Bacon is overshadowed by his more famous brother Francis, his biographer Alan Stewart notes that Bacon was undeniably a highly capable intelligence gatherer, a literate, experienced and informed man with a formidable archive of useful secrets, whose talents, although divorced from flamboyant court life, were fully recognised by those players engaged in the complex negotiations of English and European politics during the last two decades of the 16th century, and whose meticulously kept correspondence provides an unparalleled insight into the period. So an important man. And it does sound like he had quite an interesting and eventful life. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 17th of May 1521, Edward Stafford, 3rd Duke of Buckingham, was executed for treason on Tower Hill. He'd served King Henry VII and King Henry VIII loyally for many years. So what led to this nobleman being condemned for high treason? Well, you can find out in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. And on this day in 1536, George Boleyn, Sir Henry Norris, Sir Francis Weston, William Brereton and Mark Smeaton were executed on Tower Hill for high treason after being found guilty of adultery with Queen Anne Boleyn and conspiring with her to kill King Henry VIII. You can find out more about their tragic ends in the video for the 17th of May 1536, which I'll give you a link to as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.